The Humane Society estimates there are 50 million feral and stray cats in the U.S. According to Brevard County Animal Services statistics, 765 cats were received in the month of July this year. 386 of those were euthanized. Opinions vary on how to control the county's feral cat population, but spay-neuter is a proven way to reduce overpopulation. The Space Coast Feline Network is a local group of cat lovers who are dedicated to the humane care and control of Brevard County's homeless cat population. I visited with Debbie Rich, former Space Coast Feline Network president and foster mother of 25 rescued cats in her home. Debbie's cats are all spayed, neutered, and up to date on their vaccinations.
By the time I got everybody fixed, I was up to 25 cats, paid for every one of them. It used to be like $30 a pop, it's up to like $40. That would be BW, my three-legged special needs cat. Come here. I'm a failed foster mom, too.
As an advocate of the cats, Debbie keeps close tabs on county legislation that affects animals.
The commissioners agreed back in 2009 to move our shelters to no-kill. We're not there yet. We have a ways to go. I am at the Animal Advisory Board every month, and I take notes and I share them with all the other people that can't be there so everybody knows what's going on and what changes are being made or talked about. We have horrible stats still. We're only 4.4% better than we were last year at this time at the shelter. The save rate overall for June was about 54%, so we're still killing 46% of the animals. And the cats are worse off because they're killing 67% of the cats that come into our shelters, the county shelters. So that's why we do what we do to reduce the numbers. We all want the same thing. We all want fewer cats, and so we're taking our own money and we're fixing the cats. And even cats that aren't ours, we're given money to help do that. When you get the cats fixed, they don't get pregnant. They don't reproduce.
In Brevard County, it's estimated that there are hundreds of volunteers who take care of feral cat colonies. They feed them, trap them, and spay or neuter them. In some cases, the colonies have raised concerns from neighbors and officials, and some have called for the cats to be removed.
A lot of the colony cats that are fixed will keep others out. That's why you want to keep everybody fixed. But if you pull those cats out of an area like Gleason Park, the vacuum effect will happen. The dumpsters at restaurants, the dumpsters at Gleason. So new cats will come in, and those cats won't be fixed. And it won't take any time at all for them to repopulate Gleason Park. Down here, we can have litters four times a year because it's warm. So you have a mom and a dad and eight kittens all of a sudden. And then the kittens can have kittens. They can get pregnant at 4 months. So within a year, you're overrun. It's a constant fight. There's still some cats that have been dumped over at Gleason Park that need to be fixed. One person was threatened with a trespass order who has been feeding on the south side of the park for years. She actually has pulled four friendlies out of there and relocated them. As caregivers, as we see a new one come in, we pull them out, get them fixed, and try to acclimate them back into the existing colony. If not, if they're friendly, then we try to get them adopted out. At a clinic with Space Coast Feline Network, any place from 80 to 100 cats get fixed. There are some wonderful vets in the area. There is a need. The trap neuter return is mostly done on volunteers' own money and time, whereas the trap and kill is done with your tax money.
I know, you're a good boy.
Everybody thinks it's insane, but there's answers to the problems, and the real answer is spaying and neutering pets and the feral cats.
Effective strategies are key to reducing cat overpopulation, but above all, spaying and neutering your pets is by far number one. To see pictures of Debbie and her cats, and to find out more about feral cats, go to our website, wfit.org. This is Terry Wright.